Always Pilot.
Now, kids, what the hell did I tell you? Never, ever enter any random wardrobes. And that is the moral of the story of the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Can We Add Arnie, the only podcast that has the absolute set of nuts to ask the question, can we add Arnie? The answer most of the time is yes.
Hello, Alan Oldworth.
Hello, Corey Sutton. Now, I do want to acknowledge the Oscars that just happened over the past week.
Yeah, a man got naked.
That, as well as Arnie, made an appearance on the stage with Danny DeVito, which I thought was very cool.
They're looking old.
But with age comes wisdom. And with wisdom comes more serious roles for Arnie, hopefully.
With the whole age thing about Arnie, one thing that has crossed my mind now that we're doing this podcast is, if we continue this for several years, there is the possibility, and it will increasingly get more likely, that we will have to do a rest in peace Arnie episode.
Don't.
I know.
Don't you do that to me.
It's a tough
one. Not here.
Okay.
What did we say off air?
Said we don't talk about the great
one. We don't talk about Arnie dying.
Yeah.
It's the one rule.
Okay. Well, I've broken the one rule.
You want to take this shit seriously? Want to take this seriously?
I'm just saying.
He can't die, all right? Not now, not ever.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
We're taking this seriously.
I ain't trying.
All right?
I've struck a chord, and I'm sorry.
He will outlive me, which won't be that hard, actually. I have a horrible lifestyle.
All right, aside from Arnie dying, he was at the Oscars.
That's true, and I'll tell you what, he killed it with Danny DeVito. Really fun. Michael Keaton was there as well. It was a really fun moment, and it made me happy to see Arnie. But I bet you it's the question now that's on a lot of movie producers' lips, and that is, geez, can we add Arnie?
Yeah, can we?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, and call us, movie producers, and then we'll say yes.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's all you really need to call
us
for.
Get the call right now.
Yeah?
Yeah. Here we go. Oh, what's this? Hollywood producer? Hello?
Hi, it's me, Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, God, hang up. All right, well, if any other ones want to call me. Phone's always on. Today, we are doing The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. This movie came out in 2005, Corey.
It certainly did. It follows the Pevensey siblings.
Sorry, say that again?
Pevensey.
Wow, that's a last name.
It certainly is. Lucy, Edmund, Susan, and Peter, as they discover the magical land of Narnia through a wardrobe.
Okay.
They find themselves embroiled in a battle between good and evil with the wicked White Witch ruling Narnia with an eternal winter. With the help of Aslan, a majestic lion and ruler of Narnia, the siblings must fulfill their destiny by overthrowing the witch and restoring peace to the enchanted realm. Their journey teaches them courage, sacrifice, and the power of believing in oneself.
So true. I left the movie going, you know what? I believe in myself now.
I saw this in the cinemas in 05.
Oh, really?
It was a Christmas release.
Okay.
Obviously, because Father Christmas makes a cameo appearance.
He does make a... It was a bold cameo. They really, you know, forced him in, but he was there.
And it was also came out at the time that King Kong came out. And I believe they both went head-to-head in the Oscar battle for best visual effects.
I was going to say worst CGI, but okay, yep, that's what you meant. Okay, who won?
Well, obviously King Kong won. At the time,
did
I thought... At the time, I thought it was an upset.
Okay.
Because I really enjoyed Narnia because what was that, 20 years ago?
Yeah.
No.
Almost.
Almost 20 years ago. Yeah. And I was like 12, 13. Now in hindsight, I realize that King Kong did have the better visual effects, 100%.
I just don't think make me choose between those two. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Ugh. Rotten Tomatoes, 75%.
Warranted.
Not bad.
It's pretty faithful to the source material, or as faithful as it can be. And I believe they are now making a Netflix reboot.
Of course, they are.
The series. And I want to say Greta Gerwig is attached.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a musical number, hopefully. Like Barbie.
Ooh, I don't know if I like that.
I love that. I love the idea of the lion singing.
Guys and dolls.
I'm just a lion and a wardrobe. Ba, 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 ba. Nothing wrong with that. Now, we're going through this movie. And you know what? You obviously had a bit of nostalgia with it. I'd never seen it, just to be clear. I'd read a little bit of the book when I was a kid, but I remember it being long and boring, and also reading's very hard for me because...
You can't read. You're illiterate.
Well, that's it. That's the main
part. And it's been a real challenge to kind of get you up to a 10th grade level.
Look, I've got to be honest. I do remember at one point going, there's no pictures in this effing book, and I remember throwing it at my teacher. Just how it was.
Which was me. I was your teacher because I'm teaching you to read at the moment.
Yeah, and that was yesterday. And you know what? It's the only way I'm going to learn. I've got to stick with it. But I didn't mind it. I mean, like, obviously, it's a chronicle, so there's like more of them to watch. I'm not going to do it.
If you didn't grow up with it, if you weren't the right age range at the time where it came out, it's probably not going to have the same nostalgia effect that it would on someone like me who I was going back. Like, to be fair, I was watching with my wife and we went, wow, this was actually very corny. I can't believe we enjoyed this. But at the same point, it was a bit of fun.
And it's for kids.
And it's for kids it's at for the kids. End of the day.
Despite all the animal-on-animal murder, it is for kids.
Yep. And the sacrifice scene.
Yeah. What's up with that?
Oh, we'll get to that.
We will get up to that. Now, let's talk about it. Arnie, originally, just thinking of characters, there's no shame in just putting him in there as a random animal. They had every animal under the sun already in there.
I saw a gorilla at one point.
Did you really?
Yeah. And I felt like that, like seeing the gorilla and the rhinoceros, that the takes me out of the film. Because I associate them with jungles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there is no kind of jungle in Narnia. It's more foresty kind of stuff.
Okay, so I just want to remind you, in the title, there is a lion.
Yeah.
Not exactly foresty.
Okay, yeah, but lions aren't strictly limited.
Okay, here we go. Here we go, we're on.
to Africa.
Are we doing this?
We're doing this, baby.
All right, get a map up right now!
You ever heard of a mountain lion?
Oh, no, he's got me. He's absolutely got me. He sorted out really quick.
Yeah, that being said, he is a big game lion, which traditionally, I think, live in...
Africa. Savannah.
But the English did colonize Africa and took a bunch of lions.
All right, that's a good call back there. I guess we all figured it out. Now,
shout out to all my colonizers.
No, not again. We're getting a weird following. A really, really weird following. I envisioned him more under like a peacock or something.
You think that Arnie's going to be a talking peacock in the film?
I love the idea of it. Like these little English kids, they pop out of the wardrobe. And you know, the first kid bumps into the weird
Lucy
centaur.
Bumps into the fawn.
Yeah, that's what he is.
Yeah. Get it right. James McAvoy.
He's a bit weird. Like, it's a bit... I don't want to throw accusations out there, but luring a kid back to your house...
To give them tea.
Yeah.
Play the flute.
Yeah.
And he was very insistent.
Very insistent. And then also on the witch side of things, she gives him Turkish delight and hot chocolate to a strange kid.
Which looked delicious.
It did look good. But also, like, stranger danger is not a thing for these kids.
No, it definitely isn't. And I think it's funny. I think we're probably because we're looking at it with a Stranger Danger lens.
That's true.
And, you know, Stranger Danger has never been such a big thing until, like, well, it has been, but not as much back in 2005, I would have thought.
No,
or
it was
even,
a thing.
Or even when the...
It was a thing when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, Safety House and all that.
Yeah.
Cut that, Ethan.
Absolutely do not.
Leave it.
Only way you'll learn.
So, I'm not advocating child abduction.
No one thought that for the record, but now we do. I envision E pops out. She's in the wardrobe. Oh, my goodness. And then all of a sudden she walks through. Hello, it's bloody cold here, ain't it? And then all of a sudden Arnie rocks up as the peacock before she meets the fawn dude. And she pops out. She's like, oh, it's a bit cold over here. What's going on?
Oh, hello there.
Oh, hello. What's your name?
My name is Peacock, Mr. Peacock.
You're a talking peacock. We ain't got those.
I know. I am a talking peacock.
I'm bloody cold eyes.
You are? Well, you have a couple of my feathers.
Oh, thank you so much. This is so nice.
There you go. Welcome.
Hey, where am I?
Where are you?
Yeah.
You don't know?
I'm just curious. Like, where am I? What is this place?
You are in Narnia, the realm of Narnia.
Uh-huh.
It's where we live.
Yep.
I don't know how else to explain it.
Okay, do all
Narnia.
Animals speak here?
All animals speak.
Oh, do people eat animals here?
No, what? You eat animals?
No.
Oh, okay, well, we've got no problem
No problem at all then. Excellent. Yeah, no problem at all. You can just ignore my leather jacket. Got a little thing down there. Don't worry about that one.
That's a fur jacket.
Yeah, no, it's lining. Lining. It's the fur lining. It's leather on the front. It's lining.
Have you met the fawn?
The fawn?
Yeah.
No, I have not. What's a fawn?
A fawn is like a half man, half goat.
So a goat head with man legs.
No.
Wow, that's incredible.
No, try again. It's the other way around. It's goat legs.
Uh-huh.
And then he's a human top half.
That would be a lot more easier to look at, I imagine.
He's a friend of mine. His name's Mr. Tumnus.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Lucy, I'd like you to meet Mr. Tumnus.
Oh, hello.
Hello there, Lucy.
Oh, you're a bit creepy.
What do you mean, a bit creepy?
Oh, it's just your legs. I wasn't ready for it.
Yeah.
He warned me. He did warn me, Mr. Peacock. He did warn me, but I wasn't quite ready for it.
I've got hooves.
Yeah, no, I noticed that. They're
good. On with it, Tumnus. Oh, yeah. Would you like to, you know, come to our house for some tea? Yeah, for some tea.
So you, a couple of strangers, just met you in the middle of the woods, nice and snowy. Probably no one can hear my voice. Hello! Well, no one can hear me. Excellent. And you want me to go back and follow you, people I've just met.
Well, we're hardly strangers. I mean, I'm a peacock.
We're not pedophiles.
Oh, in that case, let's get going then. All right, here we go. Off we go. Yeah, look, once again, it still is a weird start to the movie.
It's very pedophilic.
It does feel like we are pushing aggressively to get Arnie into that scene. Maybe it's not a natural fit. Mm. Maybe there's another character we're overlooked.
I've done a bit of brainstorming.
Here we go.
And I thought, what about the Pevensey's dad?
We don't see him.
We don't see him at all, except in a photograph that in the start of the film, one of the boys runs back inside their house during that air raid from the Nazi forces.
Well, we don't confirm it as the Nazis. It could be anyone.
I thought I saw a swastika.
Okay.
I know a swastika when I see it. And I thought, well, what if Arnie was the father who goes to war to fight the Nazis?
I love that. That's and great.
It's more. I've got a whole backstory.
I'm ready for it.
And on his top secret mission to kill Hitler at his bunker.
Yes.
He must hide from pursuing Nazi SS officials.
Like Predator style.
Yeah.
Slash Commando.
Yeah.
I'm in.
He unintentionally slips into Adolf Hitler's office in the bunker.
Yes.
While being pursued and hides inside another giant wardrobe.
And then what happens?
Which also leads to Narnia.
That's perfect.
Unveiling a subplot that Hitler has been using Narnia to recruit soldiers for his war against the Allies.
That's good. That's good stuff. Quick little pitch change.
Yes.
It's not Narnia, that wardrobe. It's Nazia.
They've obviously a rebranding.
Obviously a rebrand.
So we're doing Hitler, are we?
No, I'm not. I'm absolutely not. But I like that idea of Arnie as the dad. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I can imagine the touching scenes early, because you know how like Peter, he's like the oldest kid and he takes it just way too seriously, and Arnie's just sitting there with the kid and just like, okay, son, I'm going to go to war now.
I'm just scared, Dad. I don't, you know.
I need you to be brave, Peter. I need you to look after your siblings.
I can't. I'm only 13, 14
years
old.
No, but you've got to be the man here.
I just don't know what you want.
I want you to be the man.
I'm trying to be the man.
You've got two sisters and you've got one brother, and that brother is a little bit of a piece of shit.
I don't really like that brother.
No one does.
He's a bit of a thorn on my side.
Yeah, he's got a weird energy. I don't like him either.
How long are you going to be gone for?
Probably not too long, a couple of years. Should be good. I don't know, how long does a war last for?
Probably a few years.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I'm a bit sad that you're going to go. What are you going to do over there?
Well, I'm going to cite for, you know, this man everyone's talking about, this Adolf guy.
Yeah.
Adolf. I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but I'm going to kill him.
Okay, you're going to kill Hitler?
Yeah.
Well, Dad,
I'm thinking 3 weeks.
Dad, that sounds like a really good plan.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to work, and I'm going to miss you.
Now, there's going to be some moments where you're going to hear about air raids.
Uh-huh.
That's going to happen. They're going to hate us. They're going to have, like, you know, the German bombers, and they're going to drop the bombs, and you're going to get out of there and go to the countryside. If you go to the countryside, promise me one thing.
Yeah.
You will not go into any random wardrobes.
I can't promise you that, Dad.
I know. It's too big a request. We come from a long line of generations that went into wardrobes. My father was in the closet for years.
What?
And when he finally came out, I was so proud. I love that man. In fact, I love a lot of men, but enough about that. I've got a war to go to.
I feel like we should circle back on that at
some
point.
I don't think so. There's no time. The oldest daughter, who I forgot the name of right now.
Is Susan.
Yeah, Susan, that's her name. She's going to be a little bit bossy at times and not really very intricate to the plot. That's fine.
Okay.
Just string her along.
Okay, string my sister along, yeah, like romantically.
Make her feel, no. Just make her feel involved. She wants to participate.
Okay.
She might have a role in the second movie. I don't know. I don't really follow the Chronicles. So it'd be fine. But she does seem like a bit of a plot waste.
You're not a very good dad.
No. To be honest, I'm not even going to hunt Hitler. I've got actually a camp I'm going to with a bunch of gay friends. And we're just going to have a good time. Drink champagne on a beach in Morocco.
Okay.
But if your mother asks the Hitler war thing... All right, cheers. Toodaloo. Gotta go. I like it.
He's a deadbeat dad.
I think he'd do the role
without
well.
A doubt.
Like, Jingle All the Way is a bit of a deadbeat dad at the start, and obviously, you know, he learns at the end to become a good dad, so I'm just saying, that's a role he could play.
So you're saying he would develop into a better dad as the film went on?
No. Maybe worse.
Oh, okay.
Maybe worse. He probably gets another family, doesn't come back.
In Morocco.
I think it's a good storyline. Character I want to talk about, the weird witch lady.
Tilda Swinton.
Yeah. Terrifying.
Horrifically terrifying. Brilliant actress.
Yep.
Amazing, you know, costume design that they had for her.
Yeah. Does she not have eyelids? Like, she's really weird.
I think she did, but they had snowflakes on them.
Yeah, I don't know. I found it weird, man. Every time she's on the screen, I'm like, I don't like this lady. She freaks me out. Yeah, and then also, like, how quick is the young kid to just, like, betray his whole family for Turkish Delight and hot chocolate?
You want some num-nums?
Like, that weird troll thing. And then, like, I get at the start where he doesn't know any better. And she's like, you can't trust anyone. They're all terrible people. And he's like, all right, whatever. And then he's like, here's Turkish Delight and hot chocolate. And he's like, yeah, whatever. I'll take this, whatever. And then, like, the second visit, it's pretty obvious she's, like, a bad person.
Yeah.
But he's still like, I want them num-nums, baby. Screw my family. I'm out of here.
It's, I guess, like, every man has his price.
Interesting. My price is the original VHS of Predator.
Ooh, what's that go for these days?
$44.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So you'd probably do better getting the...
Well, we all have a price.
Okay, it's true.
That's what I'm trying to say right now. But it's weird how quickly he betrays his family. And then, like, it's all sorted when the lion just randomly out of nowhere is just like, what's in the past is in the past. And we don't talk about it, and you're all friends now. Deal with it, mate. Oh, yeah, I'm going to kill myself because I sacrificed that little shit kid. No.
I would have loved to see how that scene between Aslan, who was Liam Neeson, by the way.
Very good.
And the White Witch would have gone where they're...
Making the deal?
Making the deal, because we don't see it. Is it like a serious... Like, is it a Donald Trump out of the deal kind of scenario?
That'd be pretty good. Excuse me, White Witch. A deal we have to make.
Oh, yes, a deal.
Yes.
I have my advisor here, political. He's a minotaur.
Uh-huh.
Do you mind if he comes along?
Well, I feel like you'll do a better impression of him. So, yes, bring him in. White Witch, you sit over there. We'll do all the negotiating.
Yes, it's me, the Minotaur. The Minotaur, the tremendous Minotaur.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you want out of this deal?
I want the kid to live.
You're going to have to speed this up a little.
I want the kid?
Yeah.
That you want dead.
We want his blood.
I want the kid to live. I kind of promised the family he would live.
Didn't you used to have an accent?
I kind of gave up on it when I realized what I was dealing with. I realized I need my wits about me, all right?
I understand sometimes that my voice can be a bit intimidating.
Just a little bit. What can we do for a deal?
Okay. What I want to suggest is that we build a gigantic casino here in Narnia City.
I like it. Yeah, all right. That's a hell of a deal. Can we do that?
I think that we can do that.
Do you want to check with the White Witch? Make sure everything's all good?
Yeah, White Witch, come on over here. We'll get you back in on the deal.
Hello. I just overheard the deal going on. I'm the White Witch, of course, as you can tell from my voice.
Yes, we were just discussing with the Lion Aslan. Aslan? Uh-huh. Is that your name, Aslan?
Yeah, that's my name. Yes.
Yes, we were just discussing with Aslan.
Uh-huh.
We've decided that we're going to spare the boy's life.
No.
In exchange for a giant casino.
I kind of need him dead.
Oh, you want him dead?
You know, the prophecy, the poor kids. Dead. Yeah. So
well, you should have told me that. No one gets dead boys better than me. I get the best of the dead. I get all the dead boys.
I know. That's why I hired you.
Well, maybe there's another deal. What if we get the lion? Lions look good dead. We could stuff that. Turn it into a rug. Hang it over your fireplace back at Ice Cown. Ice Castle.
No, Ice Cown. That's the original pronunciation. Absolutely.
Appreciate it for your patience, Aslan.
No problem at all. What are we doing? What do we land on?
The witch. She can be a witch.
Uh-huh.
She really wants some blood. Yeah. We're going to need some blood.
Uh-huh.
What about your blood?
I think I'm worth more than the boy.
You think you're worth more than a little human boy? We haven't seen a human boy in Narnia for a very long time.
Well,
very
how many lions have you seen? Very few, especially here in a forest-like environment.
Yeah.
As opposed to a savannah or jungle. I would argue you see barely any lions.
You don't need
especially
to talk to me.
Especially one with a mane like this. Look at this.
That is tremendous, man.
Okay, so boy lives, I die. Where are we at with the casino?
Well, do you want a casino in Narnia City? You want the casino? Give you
I
a
love
cut,
the idea.
Give you a tremendous cut. We can probably get a bunch of fawns to staff it.
Uh-huh.
So we don't
well,
have
that's
to,
good for the economy.
It is great, and they're cheap labor, so we don't have to pay them
well,
as much.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I mean, you said that. I didn't hear that.
And, while we're at it.
A couple of my friends are fawns.
Maybe,
what I'm saying.
Maybe we build a wall.
Yep. Yeah, I had a feeling that's where we're headed.
And we maybe just prevent some of the more unappealing talking animals from coming into Narnia.
Oh, that's squirrels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a squirrel wall, it's cheap to build as well because it doesn't have to be that tall.
Well, a little bit tall, but they're pretty good climbers.
They are, but we'll slope it on their side, if you know what I mean.
All right, so back to the deal. So kid lives, I die, I get a 25% share in the casino. You agree to do some local hiring of labor?
Yes, and the wall. I think we got a deal.
Works perfectly for me.
Queenie, And her Minotaur advisor.
Yeah, I think that's exactly how the scene played out. We didn't see any of that. I can understand. A little bit long. Maybe it was a DVD extra.
Wasn't even Arnie in it, now that I think about it.
No, it didn't need to be for that one in particular. I did find, as someone watching the movie for the first time, the amount of animal-on-animal death was a bit confronting. Like, I know it was all CGI, but these animals are killing each other.
They are.
Like, legitimately.
I hate to break it to you, but do you know what happens out in the wild?
What happens out in the wild?
Okay, so in the real world, like Africa, animals kill each other.
Oh wow, that
yeah way. Yeah. Okay, so you've got it, but it's for you. It's seeing the graphicness of it.
Yeah, it was. I mean, we saw hawks dropping rocks on like
they weren't
rabbits.
Hawks. I had to correct you.
What were they?
They were griffins.
Were they all griffins?
I'm pretty certain most of them. 99%.
Just a mixture of bird life.
Were griffins.
All right.
Oh, no, it probably was. You're right. There probably was some big birds in there, but I felt...
Big Bird was there. I knew it.
Hey, guys. It's me, Big Bird.
Oh, great. Not this guy again.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Big Bird.
What are we doing with the whole army?
Well, see, here's the thing. We're going to fly over.
Uh-huh. Well, I can't fly, but I'd love to be a part.
Oh, I can't deal with this. Where's General Beaver? Hello, mate. What's the problem? Ah,
I was just thinking I want to be involved in the war.
Big Bird, we get it.
I'm not as camouflaged as some of you because I'm bright and yellow.
Yeah, we get it. We get it. You're a lot. You're a handful. You're very eccentric. What we need from you is you just to shut up and disappear for probably like a good week.
Disappear? What am I, my friend Snuffleupagus? Tell him, Snuffers. He's real, I promise. I swear to God, he was just here. Snuffleupagus, you want to set them straight?
This is what I'm talking about.
You're making me look like a real idiot. Anyway, love to be a part of the war. Love to fight the White Witch. Here if you need. Any offers?
No, I think we're good.
Okay, that's... All right, I'll see you later. See ya. Hey, Snuffleupagus.
Youth.
You just fucking ruined that. You fucking ruined it. You cost us a spot in the war.
Well, I didn't know what to do.
How about exist?
I thought you had it under control.
I'm giving the White Witch a call. I need this shit. I need this shit.
I apologize. I don't know what Snuffleupagus actually sounds like.
I don't think anyone does. I think we also know I don't know what Big Bird sounds like either. So we've all learnt. Now, Arnie, for obvious roles to be in this movie, Peter, the oldest kid, could we see Arnie doing that role?
I think if out of all the final roles, he is probably one of the more logical ones.
He's a noble child. He becomes king. He's, you know, he's got a great moral compass. And you know what? When he turns into an adult later in the movie, he looks a bit ripped. Arnie could do that.
He does. He does look a bit ripped. I think the best scene between if Arnie was him,
yep,
would be the relationship that he has with his horse Philip.
Oh yeah, that's a fun relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
It's all me, right. Philip, the horse.
Hey, Philip. Hope you don't mind me riding you all day long.
No, I do not mind.
We've got our places to go, people to see,
where
wars
are we going?
To do.
Where
I'm
are
not
we
sure
going?
Yet. I was hoping you were gonna lead the way, Philip.
Well, I need direction.
You're my PPS.
What does that
Philip
mean?
Philip, positioning system.
I mean, that would make that would make a lot more sense if I knew what that meant.
Yeah, no, I can totally understand how the joke went over your head. Now, tell me, Philip.
Yeah.
Have you been in many wars?
No.
Do you have any idea of how to defend yourself in battle?
Well, see, there's not a lot I can do.
Uh-huh.
I can neigh. I guess.
No, we need a positive attitude this war.
Oh, you need a positive attitude. I mean, yeah. So you want me to yay?
A yay over a nay every time.
Okay, I guess I can yay.
Yes.
I can do a bit of yaying for you.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not...
I feel like you have the wrong energy for what I need. Philip, I need you to bring it.
This just isn't my day.
No, I'm hearing that. You almost sound like a sad Mr. Ed. What if I put some peanut butter in your gums?
Ooh, a bit of peanut butter would be all right.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, okay.
We'll take a little bit of this... How's that go for you, eh?
Okay, that's pretty good.
You look like you're smiling, and that's close enough, eh? Fake it till you make it.
Yeah, okay. Okay, should we go to battle?
Let's go to battle.
Okay, here we go.
All right,
clippity-croppity.
Actually, you know what? You're just...
What?
You taught me out of it a little bit. Oh, yeah. I was really motivated, and then you talked about the death thing, and I forgot I could die.
Well, you really kind
of
got...
Maybe I'll have some of the peanut butter. Yeah, no, that's done. I'm in the mood for war now. Okay, let's go kill a witch.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay. Oh, hold on a second. I know this guy. Big Bird, where are you going?
Uh-oh. Hey, guys.
Peter, have you met Big Bird?
Oh, I've met him. I hate your guts. No one likes you.
This is just the worst day. I'm leaving.
Get out of here.
Peter, that was really mean.
Yeah, but
I've known that guy for years.
Yeah, it's the only way he'll learn.
Okay.
Treat him mean, keep him keen.
Okay.
Haven't you heard? Insult the bird. These are phrases that I live by. My father taught them to me before he went off to war to fight Hitler.
Who's Hitler?
It doesn't matter. Let's go kill the White Witch.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. See ya, Big Bird. Move out of the way.
That might be one of the worst characters we've ever had appear in a show.
Respectfully disagree. Now, look, I'm going to be honest. I think that's it. Where else can you add Arnie?
There is legitimately nowhere else I think we can add Arnie.
Nah. Unless Arnie is the wardrobe.
Okay. We've done the iceberg for Titanic. Why wouldn't we do the wardrobe? Hello, children.
Wow, you're a magical talking wardrobe.
You better believe I am.
Oh, Eve, what are you thinking? I think I might go in the wardrobe.
Did you just call her Eve?
What's her name again?
Lucy.
Yeah, it's a joke between friends. You wouldn't understand.
Oh, okay. I mean, I've got a couple of friends. I got the chest of drawers over there. I got the bedside table.
Are they
table.
Magical too?
Well, I mean, they're pretty magical.
Wow.
You put your hand inside.
Nope, not falling for that again. That's how we got us last time.
I mean, it's just Terry. It's Terry, the bedside table.
Hey, Susan, should we go inside the magical wardrobe and see all the wonderment that's there?
Well, you want to know what's there?
Yeah, what's there?
Well, it's a magical world.
I really believe in magic. I'm the grumpy one called Edmund.
Okay.
Don't worry about him. He's just a bit of a dickhead. Hello, it's Peter here, Mr. Magical Wardrobe. What's going on inside you?
Hello, Peter.
Hello.
Okay, so there's a lot of you.
There's four of us. It's really hard to keep up with all the characters, but I'm doing my best.
I'm trying to have the world.
Hey, it's me. I just came back from this whole Hitler thing. I killed him, by the way. Surprise. It took me 2 weeks. That was piece of piss. Hey, kids. What the hell are you doing in front of this wardrobe?
Well, what are you doing in front of me?
What was the rule I told you?
Well, Dad, you told me not to go in front of
you. I told you not to go on this wardrobe.
I know, and I tried not to. But the wardrobe was just so convincing. Yeah, it's me, the wardrobe. There's a magical world inside me.
Stay away from my kids.
No, you stay away from my kids.
No, you stay away from my kids.
Well, hold on a second. What's going on in here? It's me, the professor of this house.
Get the hell out of here, professor. You're doing a terrible job. You're just leaving wardrobes around. Then you claim you believe in magic, but then you never actually explain the wardrobe yourself.
I have my reasons for not doing that.
What? Give me 7. Go. 7. Now.
Number 1, that is a very good antique, and I do not want to go in there and rubbish around and ruin the value of it.
Okay, that's 1.
Antiques Roadshow, when they come around.
Yeah, they would pay a penny.
They would pay a pretty penny for this.
Absolutely. Okay, that's 1 reason. 6 more.
I don't believe in basements, personally.
Yeah, not me either. Good reason. Number 3.
I am an old man. I got a bit of dementia.
Yep. Number 4.
Number 4, I've been saving him for a bit of firewood. And frankly, if kids get around and they start to do... What do you mean firewood? Well, you're going to chop me
up? Stay out of this wardrobe!
Reason number 5. I have a good reason to believe some intel from the British intelligence agency that Hitler also has a wardrobe that links into Narnia.
Yeah, it's called Nazia. And don't worry about it. I dealt with it. Sorted. Number 6.
Right, well... All right,
that's enough from you. I'm picking you up. And I'm throwing you in the wardrobe.
No.
Close the wardrobe. Slam.
Big Bird.
Now, kids, what the hell did I tell you? Never, ever enter any random wardrobes. And that is the moral of the story of the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. The end. No need for more books.
Oh, man. I can't believe they dealt with Hitler.
You know what? This sounded like a way better movie than the one I watched. Confirming once again, adding Arnie makes everything better.
It does. And you know what? Good job.
Thank you very much. And a good job to you, sir. Also, if you'd like to have a good time, we can help you out with that as well. Yeah. The way to do it is, of course, subscribing to our podcast, Kenby and Arnie. New episodes coming out weekly. Be a part of the group chat, the socials. It's all going on there.
Can't stress enough how much just a subscribe can actually benefit us as a podcast. It costs you nothing.
No.
It's super easy to do. You don't have a limited amount of subscriptions that you can flick out. You can do literally 1,000 a day.
You could. I wouldn't. That seems like a lot.
We're just asking to be one of them.
Just one of your 1,000 subscriptions every day. For the love of God, please help us. Enjoy the rest of your day or night. I'm not your boss. And I don't really have a nice way of ending it this week.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Bless you.